We want to welcome you this Sunday morning. Thank you for joining us here in the living room. You are in with us who are part of a small house church, and we're glad that you've joined us today. Our pastor is Brother Freedom, and we like to come here because Brother Freedom is guided by the Holy Ghost, and he doesn't do a lot of putting all the words in himself. He lets the Lord guide him, so we're thankful for that. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the Word of God. Lord, you've given us multitudes of wonderful gifts, and we don't even deserve it. You're the only one that's worthy. We're not worthy of anything, but we praise you. We glorify you. We pray a blessing on our listener. We thank you for anointing Brother Freedom. He's already asked that we pray that you'd especially touch him, that you'd especially help him, Lord, that you'd guide him through these truths, that they would come out just exactly as you want them to. And we know that you have that wonderful ability to guide his lips. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we do thank you for this wonderful, blessed day that you have made, that we can rejoice in it and be glad that you are our Savior, our healer, our provider. You're the wonderful Holy Spirit that comes into our lives to dwell forever and to help us and lead us and guide us. And we pray for your special leading and guiding of Brother Freedom this morning. Thank you for touching his tongue, his mind, his heart, his soul. Help him to stay right on track with the Holy Spirit and to speak only what you would have him to say today. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Brother Freedom has selected some wonderful scripture for your attention. It's in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 and following. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you.
Father in heaven, we just, I felt your presence so heavy with these words. And I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for your bountiful blessings. I thank you that you've got a heaven, and your people that are ready are going to go over there with you. And Father, what a wonderful day. A time when there's going to be peace. No more heartaches. No more problems. No more sickness. No more sorrows. No more hunger. No more fearful. No more in torment. You are the living God, and we just give you praise, glory, and honor. We know that Satan has brought these things in existence upon this earth. Until he's put back where you're going to take him, it's going to be there in this way. But we know you have an anti-power to go against the powers of darkness, and your children can be clothed with that righteousness, with that power, that anointing, that blessing, and they're not affected by the way the world is. They're just here. And if they'll keep your eyes upon you and thee only, Lord, they'll be saved. Lot's wife, when she turned around and she became that, that's what we do. When we turn around, look at the sins of this world, we fall. And we're consumed by the powers of darkness that we turn to. She turned to that salt. She was never a human no longer. Before she turned to that, she had kept her eyes upon you. And you would have kept her through that hour. But by turning away wasn't a good report. And Father, we just pray that your people this day will bring forth a good report to you this day. Lord, we thank you for thy blessing. We thank you for thy loving kindness, thy tender mercy. And we thank you that you give your only son, Jesus, that this day could happen. And Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Holy Ghost, for this wonderful time. And we thank you that you're real. And we pray that the world will open their eyes and take a look at themselves and see where they're headed. And Lord, the churches, they're so misguided. They're so walking in absence of thy presence. And in thy presence is fullest joy and right hand pleasure evermore. And when these are absent, then the enemy takes advantage. And he attacks. He sneers. He destroys. He kills and tries to steal. But you've come that we might have life and have more abundant life. And we thank you for the abundant life that comes to you this day. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The other day I was taught by the Spirit of God to turn to Thessalonians. And there was a scripture that was for me. And I'm going to read this. And all these years, I don't remember even reading. I must have read through it, but I never caught me. That's how the Spirit of God is. It catches you in certain areas. 1 Thessalonians 1, chapter 1, verse 10. And to wait for his son. What a passageway. And to wait for his son. Now, when this was written, we're back in the early church. And proceeding. Scripture talks about that they had turned to God from idols. When we have idols in our life, we lose the power of connecting with God. Is there something in our makeup, if we have any dealings with false idols, we lose connection. We can't grasp. And then we're blinded. And our mind doesn't get the picture until it's too late. And that blindness, we think we're all right. And it may even get worse and worse because Satan's very happy in that hour, that moment, that time. Satan hates everybody. It's his desire to steal from God. We've been bought with a price. Jesus paid in full. Our allegiance is to be to him. We'll come and sit there. But we, as God's people, we think we just, that idol won't hurt me. That idol won't hurt me. They're destroying you. And those idols come by just taking your mind and putting it on this and keeping on it. Pretty soon our mind pulls this being down, and nothing you're doing is really that hard, but your mind's on these idols. The ways of this world. And we as God's people need to separate ourselves. They're here, but they're just like a flashback. They're gone. And you come back to center, seek the Lord. It's like a wave. It's there, but it didn't take you down. Many of us, we keep thinking of our old pathway. How it was, like Israel was that way when they left Egypt. They said, we wish we'd back down and taken the garlic. And the old past came up. That's what touched God, the heart of God. That's why they couldn't enter into the promised land. They didn't really get out, kill the body. They didn't do a lot of things, but their heart was back in where the bondage was. And what I want to get today, if our hearts, where we was once in bondage, if our heart has a tendency to get back, we need to pray through, seek God. Because there's not victory, there's bondage. And when you get in bondage, you're hooked by the evil one. When you first get connect with him, he makes it look you're doing real proper. Oh, you just did the best thing. That church is going to be really happy with you. He's going to tell you all the things that you don't need to hear. What you need to hear is from God. He comes to sometimes give us a paddling to set us on course again. It's for our goodness. The enemy comes to remove our mission, our direction. He does everything else he can that we're going to fail. But God be with us all. With him, we're more than conquerors. And we will not fail if we seek God. First place right here, to wait for the Son from heaven. What's he talking about? Jesus said it's plain. He says, needful I go back to heaven. I'm going to prepare you, my beloved. See, we're the bride of Christ. I'm the machine of Okunamasi. We're the bride of Christ. And God is, Jesus is very caring of his bride. He's not going to let nothing happen to without coming between him. He gives the Holy Spirit here, and Jesus maintains a good surroundings for the beloved. And we need to recognize here from heaven. He's been up to heaven. He's still there. He's making intercession daily with us. He knows what's going on too. He will never leave us. But he sent the comforter. Oh, Kabashita the Bokoba, the Holy Ghost that lives within your heart. He's here to help you. We should not be ashamed of the one that can save us. Why would we ever do that? But the churches are. They're ashamed of having that one work in their presence. I hear them say, well, we do this out in the back rooms. I'm not so sure that's the Holy Ghost back there with them, because I don't believe he works that way. So they're right there. You got a humanistic spirit working in that back room. And here you have services, you preach the word, sort of, and then we get in your back room, you get these meetings, then you're acting as a imposter to a gift that you do not have. It's not your gift. You have given that gift away to another because what's happening? You got it written on your church, full gospel. Your heart, the heart of God sees it not that way. I can testify what I'm saying. I've seen it happen time after time after time. And man wasn't big enough to say, hey, we made a mistake. We need the Holy Ghost. We need him. No, no, no. We want to have it where anybody can come to our church and they'll feel comfortable. Praise God. What a stink. What's the church for? It's not to be comfortable. It's to get things happening. You get set free at churches. You get the power there. You get the witness there. You get the anointing there. If you don't want that, you just don't want the change. That's where it is. You don't want the change. Dear people, wherever you are, you've got to have a change. When you become accepted Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, change at that time. The Bible says, any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature. Former things have passed away, behold, all things become new. That's the starting point for a great existence. It's a point where the Holy Ghost wants to come and live within you. From that day on. But if he's crowded out by the leadership, says, this little one that don't know, now see, that's foolish. What you're doing is, that's a no-no. And you're in your heart, you just, oh, I feel so good. I've never felt this way in my life. I've never felt this way. Now he starts to be crowded. Yeah, well, that's the way it is. You got to grow up. I've heard this. You got to grow up. What are you growing up to? To problems. To defeats. To self being in charge. That's what you're growing up to. You were set free from all that one time when you became a new creature. But the church has preached against this. And then they tell others, oh, if you don't come to church and settle yourself, you're going to go to the booker place. Well, they don't even know what the booker place is about because they're going to go to it themselves. You need to get yourself straight and right with the word of God. God is not slack concerning his promises. He is from heaven. He's coming to the clouds of glory. And if we're not ready, there used to be a saying down the south, Katie barred the doors, because it's going to be a tornado, a hurricane. But it's going to be worse than that. You're going to lose your life for eternity. See, God came to spare your life. You was on your way. I was on my way to a devil's hell. And I was to grow when I received Jesus Christ. I went a spell quite a few years too. But I did live for God, somewhat. But I knew that I needed more, I needed more, I needed more. Then I received the baptisms. Then I found other churches where they were, and I needed more, I needed more. I was getting more desperate all the time. I hear all these, oh, we don't want, you know, if you get a little bit too exuberant, we don't want you. Pretty soon the spikes started happening in my heart. I guess there's only one thing for me to do is to pray. So I prayed for about 8 years. After that 8 years, 8 years, 7, 8 years, I had a neck problem. so severe, just hurt. Before I go to church, no one could pray for that neck, and then it got actually worse, I think. That's where we are. Without the Spirit of God, there's no power. There's no power in what we believe in. The belief should we are the church of the living God. God never fails. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is not voiced in our being. No. Get out there. Yeah, we don't want that. We've heard that stuff all of our life. I'll tell you, that'll set you free. This is bondage. Whom the Son is set free is free indeed. Whom He raised from the dead. We've all been raised from the dead. We don't know what we have. We're on our way to a devil's hell. And God so loved us. He gave His only begotten Son. That if we believe on Him, His resurrection, that how Jesus died in His resurrection, that we're going to be resurrected too, in like manner. And God is going to lift us up and give us victory over the problems that we face. Every day, there's problems. Our attitudes stink. Everything we do, it stinks. We got to keep working this every day. It's a daily chore for me to keep it above grounding. This is working at it. I truly believe it says exactly what it says in this Bible. We must work out our salvation with fear and heavy trembling. Now, the clergy don't go with that at all. But pray tell you, they're going to stand before God. They're going to stand against the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. They're all going to acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. And they'll say, well, didn't we have this church here? Said, you workers of iniquity, I know you not. I know you not. You can testify that Brother Freedom said that he knows you not, sir. You need to come and seek God. It's not playing church. It's the church of the living God. It's not the church of the unfits that you pastor, but they're unfit. The only way you're going to get a fit is you come God's way. It means praying through. Seeking God that you get a new heart, a new change. Did you become an overcomer? Free. And you, enough, you get it, you gotta work at it, keep working at it. It's not a complete sale when you got it. It means you're gonna work at that. You're gonna seek God. You're gonna love Him. If you don't love Him, you're not gonna make it. And your first love is to Him. And when you get lukewarm, you just no, and you know, and I told out there a bunch of you that's lukewarm this day. That right alone will keep you out. Oh, that pearly white city. Oh, pearly, I love that song, in pearly white city. It's going to be so beautiful. When you miss it, you're taking counterfeit right now. What you've got is not incorruptible. It's going to go to heaven. That corruptible thing that you have is not going to make it. You have to be above reproach. You say, how do you get this way? Day by day, sing to God. He clipped my wings here about 3-4 years ago with a stroke. And man, oh man, oh man, I was down the bottom. But I'm climbing up one step at a time. And I'm going to make it through. If I can do it, you can do it. I still can't hardly walk. I'm making it. Come to the machine of Makulama. It's God. He told me that. He said, I'll never leave you. And I said, I know it. It's been hard, Father. I know it. I know when Jesus was on the cross. I felt that same thing. I feel so alone. Oh, Kamashinamukumas. When I come here to this place, I feel so good. Oh, glory to God. Thank you. I found a place that I can, even at home, I don't feel. I feel the glory here. I feel the resurrection power. I feel that glory to God. Kamashinamukumas. See, you're coming soon. And we as God's people need to be prepared. The church is not prepared. The church is looking for everything but the coming. The church is looking for success in the churches. So what's that? They've tried everything. Nothing's worked. Now they're trying to put a little bit of Satan's in there, make it hope it works better. They're spicing it up to have more human fun in the church, which is detestable in the eyes of the Lord. God cannot stand it. The church has become a marketing for marketing the gospel. That's what's so terrible. They've made this word as marketing. It's a marketing. It's human endeavor makes a livelihood on this and it's all in vain. What a mess hap. It's a mess happening. It's terrible. About to get my heart because God's heart's been broken. It's so difficult. The answer is very plain. You gotta have an encounter with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. You need to be delivered, set free, walking in holiness. What you read in this verse, my brother read, holy living, which is of God. The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. There's a way that seems right unto men, but the end of the ways of death. As obedient children, not fashion yourself according to the former lust of ignorance, but as he has called you holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation. When you're out here rejecting the Holy Ghost, that conversation is totally taboo. And you're out there publishing it in your sanctuary. It's totally wrong. Totally. Here you go. If a saint gets out here and says, "Well, you tell, you preach them. Oh, they got. You don't accept yourself that day. You're going to be as. You don't even know what you're talking about. The church is to be holy with God's power. You don't want nobody like me around here because you're on a step. Bible plainly says, without holiness, no man shall please God. I'm going to go back to the first scripture I've read. To wait for the Son of God from heaven. We as God's people, I'm going to put this up-to-date translation. See, we waited for God all this time. But as that day approaches, we're supposed to really take heed. And knowing the time, now it's not high time to what? To wake out of sleep. So that waking out of sleep, that means we're sharpening ourselves up and coming back to where we started to beginning. We're in it. Wait. That's importance. Nothing else is important. That's the main thing. Yes, we every day I'm thinking about that's my important thing. Who's my important thing in life? Jesus. He's coming. And if we don't take an importance in that, we're going to miss it. The church is not even awake. They're sleeping. I went to church here a couple years ago. I was in a morgue. I did. I thought it was going to be a corpse up there. It was dead. It was dead. I never fell in church that I had to get out of there. My brother went with me. Boy, it's terrible. They want to talk. I didn't want to talk. I want to just get out of there. I had to get out of that place. When you have doctrines of devils in your facilities and all these other things, they're not spiritual. You've got a church, yes, in name only. We've got a lot of churches in name only. All this, the church of Dr. Rumbun got messed up and all these doctors there, they're all messed up. Doctrines of devils, doctrines of certain things. This is what church is all about, is Jesus. I'm going to bring you up to form. When you start a church, it's all about Jesus. You're not running that church no longer, but Jesus runs that church. Well, how do you do that? By seeking him. Going the old-fashioned way, letting God fill me with his spirit. The spirit becomes the one that speaks through me. He is the one that delivers. He's the one that gives the lessons. He gives the sermons. Your whole being should be led by him. Your program should be by the Holy Ghost. I haven't seen no church program with anything else but self. Doctrines of self. Pass the offering plates. That's of the more importance. How they're going to make their bills. How they're going to pay the pastor's bill. How they're going to... All these things, it's just a natural church. It's a mechanical church. But God's church is not mechanical. It's supernatural. Come to the machine of... We see people's lives change. You see the anointing there. You see the touch of heaven there. Don't make any difference what you pray for. It's going to be touched all over the world. That's God. God is bigger than your God. The God of this world, he is the imp from hell. And the God of the most churches is from him. Because if you're not armed with God, he's laughing at you. No power. You try to pray for something, nothing happens. You make formal, and that, the, Jesus plainly says that in Matthew. When you go to your closet to pray, don't do as the publicans and the Pharisees. They want to be heard. So the first step is praying to God by yourself till God hears you. That's what it's all about. That's the baby. I'm just talking to a bunch of babies now. The first thing is just talking to God until He, and you just keep talking. He'll cut you down when you're right. You may be talking quite a while. They that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. They shall what? Mount up with wings of eagles, they'll run and not be worried. Praise you, Lord. There's power in the Lord. But He don't take any short-term people. You wait. Your actions are on waiting many years sometime. And once you get it, you don't let go of it. Because it's a blessing. The world don't see it. The world sees us as zeros. God sees us as millionaires. I'm more than a millionaire because He cares. Greater is He who's in me than He who's in the world. I need to keep that in my heart on. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house are many mansions. Everywhere I'm so, I would have told you. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again receiving myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. Oh, church, wake up! Feel that touch. There's nothing that feels kind of a sheet of a come and see what I feel of the glory of God. It can get nothing. You touch your heart like Jesus. Even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath. I believe, which God tells me is right, it's going to be some wrath right here on this earth, because judgment must begin in the house of God. First begin, and that's what's the end of them that believe not. God's going to bring judgment. He's already bringing it. Look at these floods. Look at the problems. It's judgment from God. But He has delivered us from the wrath to come. That's for the saints. It's not for the unbeliever. It's not for the toy church. It's for the joy church. The joy of the Lord church. And the toy church don't have the joy of the Lord. The toy church is just a toy. It's a fake. It's like playing toys. The real church of God amongst, there's no toys in God's. It's the real church. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. And He will back what I'm saying, because He is God. You come against me, you're going to come against God. God's going to touch you. He's going to take care of me. I love you, but you don't have to feel like you're so puffed up that you can do these things, because there's no power on what God gives you. Your heart can stop in an instant. God is God. And God means must serve in that attitude. He is supreme. He vexes. He does everything great. But He has a heart of love that you can't even imagine. He is a heart of, He is love. For God so loved this world that He gave His everlasting Son, that we can live. We enjoy eternity with Him. But the church world's not careful. They're not going to enjoy that time. I say that with fear this day. I believe I said almost enough. God's coming, and we as God's people need to quit being a toy. We need to have the joy of God in our hearts. Not be a toy, but a joy of God. Oh, Lord God, He's the opposite of toys. He is beyond description. The church is like a toy. That's the Holy Ghost. The church is just like a toy. They just play with toys. But these playing with most kids don't have the recompense, what's going to happen. You go against God, there's going to be wrath against the church. It's not going to stop just your country. Wrath's going to be in the church. You're going to start seeing sicknesses. You're going to see more rottenness. You're going to be diseases coming because of where you are. The bottom line, church, you must wake up, or you're going to see doom very soon. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I've never heard that before. The toy church and the joy church. I want to be in the joy church and not in the toy church. God bless you. Boy, this was very touching today. Praise God.